the energy that we had in practice yesterday transferred over. You know, and it helps that we're not at full strength, but at least we have the bodies to, you know, try to get there. So, you know, that helps right there within itself. So I'm proud of the guys.
And again, you talk about Dante Holmes' start, 14 points in the first half to really key that first half run to pull away to win up, get up by 20. But again, it's one of those things you talk with him all the time about being smart. He makes a great play and then gets a technical.
Yeah, that's his MO, and we're trying to eliminate those things from his package and his repertoire, because they're momentum killers. And at the end of the day, it's not selfish in the aspect of forget the program, but it's selfish in the aspect of I'm just thinking about myself right now because the team would not do this. So, we got to stay on him, and, you know, just hopefully he'll learn that valuable lesson.
Talk about the defense here today. You held them to 26% in the first half. They did get a little bit better in the second half, but finished at 31% from the field.
Yeah, that's our goal. And, you know, that's how we earn our living around here on the defensive end of the floor. So we just wanted to make sure we play hard and contest and, you know, make sure we stay in the gaps and help on, you know, the gap penetration. And we win the position. And, I'm extremely proud of the guys. We made some mistakes. And, you know, I left them in a little longer because I just wanted to take advantage of 3 minutes of practice time. We haven't even practiced those situations. So, God bless them.
It just shows you, too, again, how hard you guys go into work as far as just preparing for the game, and everything that you said would happen, and it really seemed like that. Again, those little things, people don't realize how hard you guys work just to get ready for the game.
Yeah, it's so hard to win a Division I basketball game, man. It's one of the toughest things ever. You put in all this work, and you hope everything go the way you plan it, and you know the team on the other end are making adjustments, and it's just really hard, man. There's so many good basketball teams out there. So in Eastern Illinois, we didn't get their best shot tonight. They're really good, and they should have beat Cincinnati. So, hats off to our club, and they fought and finished the game.
Well, what's the move here next? You get ready. We'll go back to the hotel after you guys watch them in this game, and then just get ready for the next game. What's the schedule?
Yeah, we got tired legs right now. I think this is our fourth game coming up in the last 6 days or something.
Yep.
You know, so you got to get off your legs, and we're just going to watch film and let film be our practice time, and we're going to watch this team and see what they do. And at the end of the day, you know, we believe in what we do. We're convicted in our beliefs in terms of our system. So it's going to be about how we go out there and execute. And we'll watch their personnel, and we'll line them up tomorrow and see what happens.
Talk about Nimrod's performance today. Obviously, it could be better. 7 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks.
I thought he was good. You know, I see a look in his eyes now that's a look of comfort. That's a look of solace, and I like that. He's going to get better. You know, it's not easy being a point guard playing in our system. You know, we're kind of complex with what we do, the sets, the calls, the this, the that. So, and he has to know everyone's position, so he don't have the benefit of everyone or the luxury of everyone else and just worrying about themselves. He has to worry about everyone and make sure everyone is, you know, positioned properly. And he's doing a much better job. I see him getting comfortable, and he's knocking down shots, and he's understanding where shots are going to come from. So hats off to that young man. He's going to get better.
KJ and Jordan, I guess, you know, obviously there's things they can work on, but it really seems like KJ is just such a leader out there on the floor. You can really tell.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's our heart and soul, man, and he's been that for a while, and he's really leading the team. I think the difference between today and our previous game was the fact that KJ called his teammates out in a team meeting, and that's one of the levels of leadership that we require. Are you willing to be unpopular? And he was willing to do that, and you know, as a result, it wore it off, and it transferred over, man. So I'm proud of that kid.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. I know you got some other obligations to fulfill with the media here in the tournament, but we'll talk as we get set for tomorrow's ball game against the winner of this one.
Okay, thank you.
That is Head Coach Lavelle Moten. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Again, we'll be on the air tomorrow at 2:10 Eastern Time.